Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Right now on Earwolf, Harvey Gann joins the Spanish Aqui Presents crew to talk about recycling to pay for his first improv class and how he found out he would play Guillermo in What We Do in the Shadows. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, Jess, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one remains Jessica McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. This is my radio voice today.
We have Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits.
Brett Morris.
Ooh, baby. Okay, get, I don't know, take your socks and hold them.
Take or maybe your socks.
Maybe you're not
hold
wearing
on
socks
to them. They're about
days.
To get blown off. And if you're not wearing socks, they're going to get blown on. So get
then
your feet
take
ready.
A look. Take a look at your sock drawer, because one of them might just blow up right into the air.
What's that behind your sock door? A secret key to a room you've never seen before. To
wow.
A door that's been in the room the whole time. We're opening it, unlocking it. Who's there? You know her from the incredible series Robbie that you can now see on Comedy Central YouTube channel. She's one of our best friends. She helped launch this pod back in the day. Please welcome the incredible Mary Holland.
Tell us where your socks are.
Well, I have been in this room, this secret room, for hours, just waiting for someone to come find me.
So,
and I'm just so thrilled.
Yeah. So rude of us to not open that. I mean, like, to our credit, we didn't know because the key was behind the
sock drawer.
No,
it's behind a dress. Yeah, it's behind a... And it's also the door is located behind a dresser. You know, I could have made it more obvious where I was.
It is a fire hazard where we put the dresser.
It is.
Secret door.
Yes. Yeah. And the dresser is heavy. Just to be clear, it's a very heavy.
Oh, it's an antique dresser.
It's an antique dresser.
It's a gorgeous antique walnut dresser.
Has there ever existed a light dresser? Even an IKEA dresser. Once you fill it with your wool socks, your knit sweaters, your lead boots that you keep.
Yeah. Well, once
dresser.
You put your lead boots in the drawer, that malm is now very heavy.
Game over.
Malm.
Game over. Malm's heavy.
You can't carry that malm.
Oh, the malm. Forget it.
Do you all know this very exciting thing that's happening right now? Which is...
Yes.
You do? You know exactly what I'm going to say?
I don't.
I mean, truly, sometimes you do. So I feel like it was like not a crazy gamble.
I don't know.
Okay. The thing that I'm going to tell you that's happening right now that I'm really excited about is that it is Fat Bear Week.
Excuse me?
It's Fat Bear Autumn, right? The whole season. I mean, it is the competition, right?
It is for Katmai National Park in Alaska. They have an official bracket for Fat Bear Week 2020. And, you know, we got bears, like Chunk and, Grazer.
Now that's on the nose.
And
His name is Chunk.
And that's okay because the bear population is ahead of the curve in terms of fat shaming and body shaming. They're not having it. They're celebrating these bears.
I love these beautiful bears. Yeah, they reclaim. I mean,
and they're doing what they're supposed to do, which is like get as fat as possible so they can go for a big sleep. And
such a big sleep.
Or what I like to call Thanksgiving.
That's right.
But I feel like this is something we have to just hold dear, that you can follow hashtag Fat Bear Week, hashtag Bear Cam. Now, I do think that potentially by the time this episode drops, maybe the victor will have been crowned. But I do want to just say,
Who are the contenders?
Like, and how are they measuring this? Are they having the bears all stop by a weight station? Like, how are they doing this?
These are great questions, and we are at the end of my fat bear knowledge.
I will pick up here.
Okay.
It's actually a competition on how happy they are at the end.
Now that is
often tied to people's body image, but that's a very like personal thing. So for these bears, it is about how happy they are.
Who is the happiest? I do think you can also vote.
I know you definitely can. Do you know, Jess? Do you have a list of like all the contenders?
They are just numbers right now because maybe they haven't been like scouted in previous years. They're new to the draft. So we have like Walker.
Rookie fat bears.
Today, Walker is facing off against 856. You know what I mean? And the winner will face Otis. Yeah. So some of them only have like, maybe this is their first fat bear week. And so we don't really know. Chunk is facing off against 719 tomorrow to face last year's winner or 2018's winner, Holly. Grazer is going to face... Oh, this is cute, guys.
Cub,
this is cute.
435's Cub. We got Legacy in the game.
That's exactly what I was going to say. 435's Cub is facing 909. So, I mean, it's pretty... Oh my gosh. Wait, this is thrilling. If you're listening to this episode on the day it dropped, October 6th, you are on the day that our fat bear has been crowned. So,
Congratulations to the fat bear.
Congratulations to Fat Bear.
Oh, we always knew you could do it.
I believed in you.
Yeah, from the beginning.
From the beginning.
As soon as we heard your name.
Now, I'm going to take a look at Fat Bear 2019.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a place where we hopefully, in this bracket, we had Lefty and Otis. Then okay, Lefty Otis. And Chunk, and then Lefty. Lefty went against Holly, and they don't have the winner updated on this thing.
I think it was Holly.
It had to have been Holly.
Congrats, I think I'm seeing Holly. Reposts of, will Holly defend the throne?
Okay.
You know, I love Holly. I think it's time for, first of all, love to see these bears competing in a non-gendered bracket, right?
Yeah, I like to see them all just competing equally for something that they all love, which is getting as fat as possible before the big sleep.
Before the big Thanksgiving, where they sleep.
Yes, they're all just doing something that they care so much about that's so important to them.
That's
which
natural.
Is get really fat before you sleep.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's cozy and it makes sense. And also, the other thing is, remember, in case you forgot, I need you all to remember.
Sure.
These bears are...
I remember.
Oh, do you?
I don't remember.
These bears are in Alaska, y'all. Okay, so I want you to think about, do black bears in California even hibernate? That's a great question. I don't know. But, you know, these bears, where it's very, very cold...
Yeah.
They gotta be sleeping for months and months and months.
They need to just sleep and sleep. Now, I have a question. When bears sleep,
does it make a sound?
Well, I am curious about that, but that wasn't going to be my question. My question is, when bears sleep, do they ever, like, if they're asleep for months, do they ever, you know, like 2 weeks in, wake up and are like, ugh, I'm up.
I have
now. What
I
do
oh
I
my
do?
Gosh, are we
I
talking about like a passenger situation where you're supposed to be in deep space sleep?
You wake up before the hibernation is over and you're awake. You're the only awake bear?
Yes. Sleeping. Still sleeping.
Good morning, good morning, my fellow bears in this cave. It's finally time to rise. You know that it's time to wake. I'll crawl to the edge of the cave to surely see flowers springing from the ground. Oh no, what have I found? There's still snow on the ground. There's still snow on the ground. There's still snow on the ground, and I'm awake. There's still snow.
Honk shoo, still time to honk shoo. It's the thing that we do when we need to snooze. Honk shoo, honk shoo. For me and you, and I assume also you. All the bears are still asleep. Still sleepy time. Still so, so sleepy time. Honk shoo, honk shoo.
There's still snow on the ground. There's still snow on the ground.
Now I'm awake.
Oh, oh!
Scream singing,
Holly.
I'm so sorry. Small cave. Well, now I can't get back to sleep.
Oh no, Holly. I'm sorry. Look at by the thickness of the snow, boy, oh boy, and the only slight decrease in my flubber coat. I think we've only been asleep for like 2 weeks.
Oh my God, Lefty Holly, why are you making so much
noise?
213
in the place to be, but I'm so tired, you guys. Why are you making so much noise?
Okay, quick, before you two wake up anymore, try to sleep. Let's all try to sleep.
Okay.
Here, let's make a pile again.
I get bottom this time. I get bottom.
Get middle pile.
I should take the top. Obviously, I was scream singing at the front of the cave and just letting it echo back and resound. So I'll take top. That's totally on me, you guys.
Okay,
I'm so
thank
sorry.
You. Thank you for that.
You know me. Okay. Lefty's a wild one. Okay.
Let me just shift my rump this way.
I'm gonna go face up. I'm gonna go backwards.
Okay.
All right. Okay. You know what? I'm sorry. Before we try, could I ask one thing? My left shoulder
Lefty,
has been so...
If you keep talking to us, you are going to wake
I'm
up.
Gonna
I'm
going to lose
so sorry.
It.
Okay, it's just my left shoulder has been really tight, and I feel like the distance that we are from the wall right now...
Yeah. Where do you want to go?
Okay. Could we get a little closer to the cave wall? That way I can kind of wedge right. so I
Two,
make sure
one,
I stand
three
my right...
And the place to be okay. The place to be is closer to the wall. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
all right.
Get my right shoulder down a little more wedged.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, shoo.
Sleep.
Do you ever wonder?
Oh my
God! No!
I'm sorry.
Lefty.
I won't.
I'm up.
I'm up.
At this point, I'm
now
up.
I'm up.
Great. What? Okay, what do you wonder?
Well, I just have one little thought. Like, what if I'm just, we've never been awake right now. So what
is true?
What if before we sleep, because I feel like at this point,
it's okay.
I'm just saying at this point, I feel like we're all awake and the sun is up.
Yeah. Thanks to you.
I know. And I'm so sorry. I'm just saying if we really want to get back into a big sleep, not just a passive sleep, like a big sleep.
Yeah.
Maybe we should. This is such a rare opportunity. Should we go for a little walk?
A walk?
Just a little walk to see what's there. Go see that fresh fallen snow that normally never sees a bear.
But if we go on a walk, what will we see on the walk? There could be monsters or creatures or ghosts or I don't know. I've never been in the snow.
There's probably ghosts in the snow. There's probably ghosts in the snow.
And we'd never know. They blend in.
We'd never know. Those sneaky hidden ghosts in the snow. Also, it's cold in the snow, which is why we don't go in the snow.
No.
Even though it's cold in the snow, I am primarily concerned with the ghost.
But if we don't leave this cave, if we don't walk, well then so we'll just sit in the cave and we'll wander endlessly. Are there seriously ghosts? So the best way to sleep soundly, the best way to find inner peace, is to take a little walk and to know once and for all, are there ghosts in this snow's reach? There are ghosts in the snow.
There are probably ghosts in the snow. I actually don't know that I wanna know for sure if there are ghosts in the snow. But now we have to go, no, because I won't be able to sleep thinking about ghosts in the snow. Now, well, now we have to go check, because if we don't check, okay, let's all go check.
Okay.
Okay. Listen.
No, you listen.
Everyone knows snow time is a time for ghosts.
Yes.
Which we are.
That's me. That's me.
I'm a ghost.
And that's me. Okay, sorry. Ghost minutes. Who's here?
Magdalene.
Magtricia.
Madagascar. We're all here.
Yeah.
Magdalene, Magtricia, Madagascar.
All three of them.
Three. Some people say three ghosts. That's too many ghosts.
That's way too many ghosts. You just need one.
You usually only need one ghost to say boo, and then the person says boo hoo, and you say, don't cry about it.
But
we're three together.
We're sort of something of a unit.
Yeah, the unit. Well, I can't imagine being separated from you two.
No.
Oh, Magdalene, Magtricia, and Madagascar, are we three ghosts who always stick together? You can count them, one, two, three.
I am Magdalene, the oldest of the three. I love cherries and hats. I tend to haunt big Victorian mansions, but I got lost and I haven't been able to find one again.
Magtricia, and I died on a big sailboat. But
know a little bit about me. I'm interested in goats. Like, how do they stand on the side of a mountain with their teeny tiny feet on the side? And also, I used to love to play seek and also hide.
My name's Madagascar, and I got kicked by a dog. A big dog kicked me in the head, and that is how I died. And if you want to know a thing about me, apart from my fear of dogs, is that I collect gift cards.
Oh, we one, two, three. And also, we always holiday in Alaska during the winter time, because we love splinting into the ghosty piles of snow so sublime.
Cherries and hats and goats and dogs and boats. These are the ghost things that we do. These ghost things by road. For Magdalene, Magtricia, and Madagascar, are we ghost three?
Holly, don't you see? My shoulder's like not even here because I'm so in the snow. So you guys love this, right? And I shouldn't feel the like overwhelming pressure to make this a good experience because it was my idea. And if it's bad at all, I'm going to like be riddled with guilt and not be able to sleep for all of hibernation because I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, when they wake up in spring, they're not even going to be my friends anymore.
Okay,
I shouldn't like
lefty,
carry that burden, right?
You need to stop. You need to stop. This is like, you're sort of forcing us to have fun and that's not fun. You know what I mean?
Good point.
I'm feeling pressure to have fun right now.
Right.
So, and it's just like,
do I enjoy being deep in the snow? Briefly? Yes.
Oh.
Long term? No. It is cold.
Yeah, it's cold. I don't understand it, is my thing.
It what? Oh, yeah.
Like, well, what is this?
What is it? Where are the ghosts? Have I stepped on one already?
I
feel cold and wet.
Is that a ghost?
Is that a ghost?
Okay, these are great questions, and I feel like we should get more than a meter from the cave because I feel like we've barely started to explore.
Oh, no, I can't.
Come on,
I'm
y'all.
I'm so tired.
I'm tired. Not scared. Tired.
No,
mostly
I'm not
tired. Not scared.
Please, I'm not scared.
Look at this. Oh, I'm making a little, I'm balling it up, and oh, look, I threw it and it got you.
Did you just hit me with a ghost?
No, a snowball.
You can't just throw ghosts at your friends.
You're right, but I don't think that's a ghost. I think that's just some snow.
So
well,
you,
wait
you
a minute.
A
can I do it?
Like this,
you
and
just,
you just
like pat
it
together like this.
Well, what do you think?
This is pretty good, actually. It's,
I guess I'm sort of enjoying this in a way.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Come on, Lefty, keep it together. Yeah, what if we did it a little bit more?
Okay, maybe I'll try.
And now follow me.
Did you make a real big snowball over here?
Oh, yeah, did you see this? I made a very big one.
And then there's another one that's slightly less big than that one?
Yeah, and it's on top of it, if you can believe. And actually, look at what I'm doing right now.
What is this?
And then I'm gonna sculpt, use my little claws. Look, it's
oh my god, it's a snow bear.
It's
oh my god,
snow
it's a bear.
Bear.
It's
this
a snow bear.
Looks exactly like my dad. No, I'm not
doesn't
kidding.
Doesn't it such
this
look
looks
like
it exactly
totally
like
looks
it
like Otis.
Looks like Otis.
It's Otis.
So much.
That is so funny.
Holly.
Yeah?
Do you want to build a snow bear?
Huh?
Do you want to build a snow bear?
Oh yeah, sure.
To do.
Oh yeah, let's do it. Okay, first things first, we...
Drop this, let the whole world feel it. I'm just sorry, hold on.
Oh.
And put the big ball of snow.
I don't know how to do this.
I've never done this before.
Me either. I'm not having fun anymore.
What if we mess it up?
Ugh.
Hey, hi, little red-breasted robin. Don't worry, I'm not gonna eat you. I've eaten so much. I just walked away from my friends for a second, and I just wanted to kind of say, hey, what's up with you, little bird?
Hi. Sorry.
I know. Are you talking to me? Because I'm a big. Yeah, I'm talking to you, little bird.
I know
it's great because I'm a big bear. And
yeah, I was like, wow.
And you probably don't normally see us right now because we're in our big sleep, but I accidentally woke up my two best friends and I'm trying to force them to have fun and it's not going great.
Tanya, who are you talking to?
Oh, hey, Michelle. This bear is like trying to be friends or something.
Oh, well, we were in the middle of a convo. What do you mean?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt and like, I just kind of was like, okay, I'm trying too hard with my friends and now they're like kind of spiraling on this snow bear and if it's going to be good or not. And I was like, maybe I should just give them some time. And so I thought I'd ask like someone who's awake through all of winter, like,
that's us.
Yeah,
you know, it's so interesting. Michelle is like, we're just talking about empty nest. Like, she's sort of dealing with an empty nest.
Oh my gosh.
I sort of have a bunch of children, and they were like, Mom, it's time to migrate. It's winter. Get out of here. And I was like, actually, I'm going to stay, have some time for me. Mm-hmm. And then after they did go, then I was like, now I do kind of miss them.
Whoa.
That must be really hard.
It is, but my big bear friend, here's the thing though that I have learned as being like a mother, but also I would treat Titania this way too. It's like your real friends, like this is not it. You can't even worry about it.
No, you know? It's like,
you'll get through it.
And that's what I keep.
If they're my real friends, I shouldn't worry. Because I'll get through it.
Yeah.
Because you'll get through it. And also, like, what are we even fighting about? Like, I remember, Titania, do you remember one time we had this huge fight about who got to eat left side worm, who got to eat right side worm?
Yes. Yes. I'll never forget it. We argued over this worm for what felt like a whole day and a whole night. It was just ridiculous.
My feathers were ruffled. I was working myself up. It was no longer about you or the worm.
And I could sense that. And it did. And at a certain point, it stopped feeling personal. And I started to really have empathy for where Michelle was coming from. And I think that that's a good thing to keep in mind.
And that place for me was hunger. And as soon as we identified that, like,
that's the underlying issue.
She hangry. As soon as you get her fed, like, sometimes you're just hungry, and that's just the solution to the problem.
And that's the
end. Listen. Sometimes all of your problems aren't as complicated as they seem because you're actually just hungry.
You're hungry.
You are just hungry.
Sometimes you just gotta go to your friend and you gotta ask them, hey, are you just hungry? It's as simple as that. Hungry.
I'm just hungry.
Just hungry.
I wonder if that applies to my friends and me at all. Because we have been eating for all of the late summer and
so hungry is kind of a metaphor for the elephant in the room.
Got it.
The underlying issue that we all might be ignoring, it can be things other than hungry too. Like maybe they're sleepy.
Sleepy.
They're definitely sleepy.
Well, there you have it.
But also, we're both afraid. I think all three of us are scared the most because it seems like the main reason we stayed in the cave is because we were afraid of ghosts. Our ghosts are hungry. Are we afraid like we're hungry? Are the ghosts the little cramp in our tummy? Are the ghosts saying that we are hungry?
I mean, ghosts are a totally rational fear.
Yes.
There are ghosts abound.
There's three, really?
Yeah. Especially in the winter, yeah. There are three that are basically always around.
They never leave. It's annoying.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I it's didn't okay.
Think there would actually be ghosts in the
oh,
snow.
Oh, there's actually oh, ghosts.
For sure there's
oh,
ghosts.
No.
Yeah, for
oh,
sure
no.
ghosts.
Oh,
definitely
no.
ghosts.
There are ghosts in the snow.
There are ghosts
and
in the snow.
Here's the thing about ghosts. The more you talk about ghosts is what brings out the ghosts.
Oh,
but talking
yeah,
about
did,
ghosts
yeah.
is what
is
makes the ghosts go.
Ghosts.
Somebody say about ghosts.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Did someone call?
Oh, did here they are.
Did someone call three? Ghosts.
Hi. No, not really. We didn't really. Hi. We wanted to introduce you because, like, hi. We have a friend here. We have a bear friend here.
Who, we didn't even ask her name.
Yeah.
I'm Lefty.
I left.
Oh,
hi,
Lefty.
Michelle,
Lefty Lucy.
Tatiana. He kind of.
Righty tighty.
That's
a bird saying for what parts of the trees are easier to fall off.
That's
on.
Right.
Oh my gosh, that's a bear.
Left side of the tree, you're going to fall off the tree.
Absolutely.
Right side of the tree? Hold on.
No, hidey tighty.
That's so funny. That's a bear saying for how to open a beehive.
That's so funny. That's a ghost thing for the most dangerous side of a dog.
That's only for you, Madagascar.
Never approach a dog from the left of a dog. That dog's leg is Lefty Luthy, and his right leg is Righty Tighty.
And you know, for me, it's starboard, porty, oh, norty. Because I fell off of the port side.
Lordy, look who's porty.
That's me. Oh no, and now I'm off of the boat, and now I'm a ghost.
No.
And what about you? What's your thing?
Oh, look at all this. Is this, what kind of tree is this, do you think? Is this oak?
Magdalena, why are you... Everyone has to say what left and right is for them.
Okay.
Everyone has to say it. And for us, it pertains to how we died.
Yes, of course. How I died. Well, left to me means on the left side. Right to me means on the right side. You put your left hand out, and that means, hey, you're about to go left.
But how did you die? You've never told us why. How did you die?
You've told us how to do a dance that's super fly. Don't tell us the dance. Tell us how did you die.
Put your left foot out to the left side. Put your right foot out to the right side. And sway, and sway, and sway, and sway, and sway. You're doing it. It's left and right. Everybody, hey!
This dance is incredibly good. You can do it in the winter in the middle of the wood. And even though this dance makes me feel real fine, it does not explain how did you die.
How did you die? How did you die? You never told us why. How did you die?
Step and forward and step and back. Clap your hands or paws and oh my goodness, you're doing a dance. It's really, really fun. Don't worry about how I died. Just look at how I move my bum.
I'm looking at her bum. I'm only looking at her bum.
Right.
Two and three. Holly, stop. Guys, these bears look great. Why are you crying?
It looks so good that it reminds me of my dad.
I'm sorry. Well, it sounds like a cool breakthrough, but I have to tell you.
It looks just like Chunk.
It looks just like Chunk.
I'm sorry. I just have to tell you that ghosts are real and they're over there doing a weird dance.
I just have to tell you that ghosts are real and they're over there doing a weird dance.
Wait, it's like wait that one moving its butt?
It's so hypnotic.
I know, she's got one of those big Victorian hoop skirts too, so it's like very beautiful.
It's a bustle. Yeah.
I just felt like I had to come and be honest with you. It's hard to run through the snow, especially right. when you have your sleepy blubber.
It's like running on the beach on sand. It's really hard.
Remember that time we ran on the beach on sand?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. We were like, this is fun, but this is hard.
It was hard.
This is hard to know how we get here, and then we had to dig a nap.
Yeah, we got God. Wait a minute. You met a couple ghosts.
I met three ghosts and two birds, and honestly, it was feeling really good, but then I was like, I gotta get back and tell my friends, because if the ghost snuck up on you, I'd feel like so responsible, and it was my idea to come out here in the first place, and I should have just not loud sung at the front of a freaking cave.
Lefty?
Yeah,
I think
Holly?
It's important that you stop blaming yourself.
I mean, that's like amazing that you want to stop blaming me, but I feel like I don't know what that means yet, because I'm still blaming me.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, I don't know how to translate it into action. I think it's important that I just acknowledge, you know, the emotional concept of don't blame yourself. But I don't know how to make that, like, happen.
Neither do I. So we're just, we know that we don't want to blame me, and I don't want to blame me, and yet we don't know what that means beyond this moment.
Because you can know it, how it feels, like you can know it in your head, right? Uh-huh. But maybe we don't feel it yet. I feel like though I do know it and I do feel it, but I don't know how to make you know that I feel it other than just asking you to trust me, which I understand is hard.
Well, I feel like I can trust you. I feel like I'm the one who's broken the trust by waking us all up.
I'm so tired. I'm honestly so tired.
I'm actually kind of hungry, if I'm being honest.
That's
my core truth.
I'm a little hungry, too.
I'm a little hungry, and I shouldn't be, because I feel like recently I've eaten so much, and I know we're not supposed to eat, but like I'm up. So I don't know if I'm hungry or am I bored.
We're away.
Wait, actually, I just met these birds, and they told me that sometimes you feel a lot of things, but all you are is hungry.
Okay,
and hungry
Lefty.
And hungry could be hungry, or it could be a metaphor. It's about kind of getting to the root of it, but I think we should start by having a snack.
Like what?
Then reassess and see where we're at. Let's just start by having a snack.
Having a snack.
Then reassess to see where we're at. Maybe there'll be more. Maybe it's still a metaphor. But we should start with it literally. Maybe it'll be more. Maybe it is a metaphor, but we should start literally.
You know, my dad, Otis, always said, start literally.
Start literally.
Dad! Oh, that was just a memory.
Sometimes a memory feels real when it comes up. You just think that you're talking to your friend, and then your dad's there and you're like, what? But the things your dad says stay with you, things that you had thunk. It's like I think that I'm talking to my friends, and then I hear my dad chunk, and he's chunk. Saying,
maybe it could be more. Maybe it is a metaphor. You should start literally.
Just like my dad Chunk said, maybe it could be more.
Maybe it is a metaphor. But stop.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Start literally.
I think that we three should start literally.
Have a snack. Have a snack. Just have a snack. Let's just start with that. If we have a snack. Have a snack. Just have a snack. We can start with just that.
Have a snack.
Then see where we're at.
Where will we be at? Will these three bears ever get back to sleep? What's the deal with those ghosts and those birds? Will they ever truly forgive Lefty for waking them up in the middle of hibernation? Find out when we return to the second half of
Sleepy Bear Do Care, the musical.
Perfect.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell
so
yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back. When we last left, three bears were going to have a snack and see where they're at. Where are they now? Find out when we return to the second half of
Sleepy Bear Do Care.
Oh, Lefty 213. I was eating snacks like we planned, like how we sang about.
Like how yes. we said.
What we planned.
I was yeah. eating blueberries.
Well, I thought I was eating blueberries, but I must have eaten some sort of strange berry because I feel like my reality is starting to melt away.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. What? Now I'm wondering. Are blueberries a fruit that you pick in the snow? If not, then I also did not eat blueberries.
Okay.
Wait, and now I have a question. Are blueberries, I thought maybe this was just what happens to blueberries once they hit snow.
Uh-huh.
Did any of you put your hand through the bush like it wasn't there? And then when you came out, you could see you were holding berries, but they like didn't totally exist in a corporal form.
Yes.
And then you ate them anyway, and you felt full, not from food, but full, more like you were having an understanding.
Like a spiritual fullness.
They did feel like I would describe them as ethereal berries when I ate them.
Am I drugs?
Am I also drugs?
Wait, if you two are drugs, could I also be drugs?
Am I drugs? I'm standing here in what I thought was the woods, but it's actually outer space.
Oh. And
my feet are not my feet anymore. My feet are flippers.
Am I drugs?
Am I drugs?
Stop. Am I drugs? Am I drugs? Wait, shut up. Am I drugs?
Okay, bud. From drugs, you got to tell me if from drugs. Legally, you gotta let me know. Is this outer space? Is my feet the flippers? If the flippers, even so, are they flippers? Are they drugs? Are my hands, claws, or drugs? I touch my tummy. If it's like drugs, give it a hug. Am I drugs? Hold up.
Am I drugs?
Hold up.
Is my nose drugs?
Shut up, am I drugs?
Am my nose drugs? Is it all drugs?
I really need to touch your faces, but how can I get to them when we're in outer space? It's impossible for me to float over to touch your nose. Hold up.
I need you to say that again. I need you to tell, 'cause you were trying to say words, but it came out as a smell. Don't tell me you smell, tell me words to hear in my ears, which are drugs. Am I drugs?
Drugs.
I am sitting here on a lot of potatoes. My friends are potatoes.
Potatoes.
The sky is potatoes.
Am I potatoes?
All of potatoes.
What are potatoes?
What's a potato?
What potato?
Because together we three are golden unicorns. Golden unicorns.
I'm fine.
I really
that'll teach you to munch on our memory orbs.
Yeah, we put those there specifically so that you would pick them up thinking they were blueberries.
We store them in bushes in the wintertime to keep them away from all the things that would take them away. And you just reached into those and you ate our memory orbs.
Two, one, three. Holly, sorry, these are the ghosts.
They're not potatoes?
No, these aren't potatoes, Holly.
I gotta be real with you, Lefty. I feel like I'm still tripping. Before, I would have been afraid of ghosts. But, like, right now, everything was just a potato. I don't even know how to feel. I don't know if I'm
We're
still high.
We're all one.
Oh, my God, Titania. These bears are tripping balls right now.
Oh, my God, Michelle. I'm just so happy that we have front row seats to this show.
It is wild. I do love it. I do wonder if we need to, like, intervene because you know what these ghosts are going to do next. They're going to escalate the situation. It's what they do.
Yeah.
Listen, bears. We appreciate that you seeth us all one. But guess what? Here comes some classic ghost exclamation.
Get ready for it. She's about to do it.
Escalate this situation.
Yeah.
You know, normally someone can eat one memory orb and they think, whoa, what happened? I feel like I'm experiencing something outside myself from a different celestial plane. But you bears munched on way too many memory orbs. And so,
oh boy, girl, you better get on the staircase and move because it's about to get escalated.
You better lay down because he's about to also lay it down.
Do it too. Get up! Go off!
Say it!
Here I go!
Classic ghost escalation.
Right now you are feeling unhinged, like you have taken the door off its hinges. But we're about to do more, because guess what? There never was a door. So everything that you thought was real and everything thought that mattered, well, take it like those ghost orbs and give them a squish splatter. Because we're about to tell you that time is a loop.
Whoa!
So I am you, and you are me, and what the doodly-doo!
You may feel that you are lost and staring at three ghosts. Well, the truth is, you are lost in the realm of your mind. You'll never get out. There are no doors, and the doors that are there are not doors. So if you're gonna get out, you gotta find a better way. And we're not gonna help you, okay?
We only do it the most because we are ghosts. We only do it the most. Classic escalation from ghosts.
The first thing
that we're going to do, break down your entire world too. You'll be like the things that I thought before are all now crumbling through the floor.
Did you see that movie with Amy Adams? If you haven't, you should really go and peep it. It's so good.
It's not scary.
It's not scary.
Wait, is it Arrival?
We're talking about Arrival, the one in the Yukon.
Yeah.
That's the one that I did speak, and if you didn't watch it yet, you should take a peek. It was based on a short story, and it makes me feel full of hope, not gory. Normally, aliens deeply scare me, but those ones, I was I'm not afraid, Steve.
Ghosts are super afraid of aliens. It is a thing that you've got to know. How much are we afraid of aliens? Well, we're ghosts and we're afraid the most. We do it most! Because we are ghosts.
We are ghosts.
We're afraid the most.
I'm afraid of myself, but I'm mostly afraid of aliens.
They're not even from this world.
What are they even doing?
It's going to take so much effort to contextualize them. We need so much information.
Titania, ghosts are about to fully spiral right now.
I know. I feel like they already are. They're talking about aliens. This is so silly.
This is crazy because, like,
Mom.
Oh, what? Hi. Oh, sorry. I thought you were my kid. You guys all look.
She's both our kids. We're married.
Moms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Moms.
Yeah.
It was really actually so tiring for me to circle back from the migration, but I just wanted to give you one more chance. Do you want to just come south?
Do you want to just come talk
I don't,
to us?
There's going to be all those, like, a bunch of college birds letting loose.
Moms, I'm so tired of you boxing yourselves in. Like, just come south us already. Like, the V is so weird. The V looks like a check mark because the two of you are missing. And we all feel super self-conscious about it because the V is a freaking check mark, okay? And it's like mad embarrassing. So
I mean,
you just
could even it out if one bird hopped on the other side.
But that's not how we've been training, Mom. That's not how we've even been training.
I know you.
Caitlin, breathe. Caitlin, I need you to breathe right now. I know that you came from far away. And to be totally honest, yes, we were both feeling a little, specifically me, a little empty nesty since you had been gone.
Yeah, it's true.
But we have been front row seat to some winter shenanigans would not believe.
If we had left on that migration, honestly, if we had left on that migration, we would have missed this epic, existential lesson that these
Why
ghosts.
Why are there bears awake?
Not only are there bears awake, these bears just tripped on ghost gooberry.
So
memory orbs.
I sometimes call them booberries because they're
Mom,
berries
that's
from
so good.
But their classic
so
name
good.
Is memory
you know what? Y'all, I'm sorry because I feel like I came back and I was like, I was getting so much self-esteem from, like, I'm going to rescue my moms. Just imagining the two of you so sad in this nest with, like, nothing to do. Not even seeing you as the full three-dimensional birds that you are. Like, of course you could have other interests. You're not just my moms.
Sure.
Like, you aren't defined in relation to me.
Wow.
And Caitlin, that's so sweet. But
Caitlin.
I will also say... It is very cold. I don't know if it was a good idea for us.
Well, physically it was a bad idea, but
was it worth it to see all of these bear shenanigans? To see all of these bears on a trip? To see ghosts do some classic ghost escalation was the shit. But it's very, 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 very cold. And also I missed you.
We ask ourselves when we wake up and the ice is in the air, it's hailing. We ask ourselves, was this the right thing for us or are we failing? We wonder where our daughter went, why she's not here by our side. And while this was a choice we made, it feels like it was imposed on, like we didn't choose this.
It's like we were kind of like... to be totally honest, we slept in everyone flew away.
Okay, busted. We
were like, oh, these bears hibernate. Maybe we should hibernate. But it turns out our bodies don't hibernate.
They really don't.
Now it's cold, it's so cold, it's so cold. It's cold.
But before we go, I'm not saying that this mess below us is necessarily ours to fix. But I do feel like, I really, really do feel like maybe we should just give them a push, just a little push, like get in the mix. But not too long, it's cold. It's very cold and I have makes it even more cold.
Because of our hollow bones.
So maybe let's just drop these shrooms. These calm down shrooms.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we had these.
Well, we saved them because of that one time in Cabo.
Oh, yeah. We needed them. I remember.
Moms, I feel so close to you that you'd share that with me. I feel like, honestly, let's go ahead and close the loop on this bear ghost moment for you. Because I feel like if we don't, the whole time you fly, you're going to be like,
yeah,
but
how did it end? You got to see a season finale.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
So that's totally amazing. I'll wait with you and then we can fly and catch up with the V.
Okay. It'll be quick.
Okay.
We just get these shrooms.
that look like cherries. I actually sometimes call them Frankenberries.
That is so good.
Thank you, because they grow on the sides of trees, yes. Like Frankenstein bolts from the mat.
I love that.
Thank you.
So cute, Mom.
We've got to hurry this up. I can't stress enough. It is so cold.
So cold.
Eat these mushrooms. It is cold. It's chilling me down to my hollow bones. And let's fly away like we're told to a place that is less cold.
Honestly, this has been my favorite winter break with you two so far, but if I could just sidebar for 1 second, I'm starting to feel... No, both of you.
Oh.
With me?
Yeah, both of you.
Who is it? What are the other?
What? Both of you. And
I was spiraling thinking about aliens.
Oh, as was I. As was I, because I feel like when a ghost and an alien finally meet, we'll both be like, you...
Yeah, we'll surely be like, what is that?
Yeah, we'll be like, you're a myth.
You know, as long as I thought when I was alive, I thought, I don't know if either exists. Then now that I know that ghosts exist, well, it certainly busts down that door that makes me think, well, for sure, aliens exist. Even though I thought they were the more likely of the two. And now that I'm real, it means like, well, heck, they're definitely true. And it seems like a ticking clock till I meet one. And boy, do I try to just not think about
well,
it.
Well, you know, and you know, it's true. And here we are in the north. Where aliens, listen, there have been a lot of sightings in the area. I'll just say that.
I mean, everyone knows if I were an alien and I came down from my big spooky ship in my big big stream of light, everyone knows that light's probably real hot. I'm going to go somewhere real cold. Balance it out.
Madagascar, you certainly have thought this through.
Yeah, Madagascar.
Why are you seeming suspicious now?
I'm suggesting that you are not a ghost. You are, in fact, an alien. That's what I'm suggesting, because I feel like we should just say what we think.
Okay, well, I'm clearly a ghost. I'm a normal human man who died from the blunt force trauma frequently happens of being kicked by a dog.
And I am most definitely a ghost. I don't think that's in question at all. Not that I feel like I don't have to be saying it, but
I'm also specifically how you died.
Well,
that's not necessarily
together.
Relevant.
Oh, my hat! My hat!
Just like a ghost. The hat fell off. See?
You see?
Wait a second.
What?
We don't know how you died. You've never told us.
Oh, I can't find my keys. Where are my keys?
Why would you even have keys, and what would they go to, and how would you keep them on your face?
Have you ever, okay, you want to know how I died? Easy. A pancake. Okay? Goodbye!
Yeah, satisfied? Goodbye. A pancake.
Yeah, satisfied? Pancake. Goodbye!
Wait, where are you going?
I just meant that that's the end of my sentence. I just say goodbye.
Sometimes you say goodbye to end the sentence, and that's how people know it's over. Goodbye!
Goodbye!
Goodbye. Honestly, I think you both are aliens, and that's why I feel safe enough to say I'm actually an alien.
Well, I feel like I have egg on my face now.
Oh boy.
I just feel like we've been traveling together for four decades, and
this is too funny.
Okay, why?
Why? You say
I first of all, let me say that I also think it's too funny and I have a big revelation to make. But I think you should make this first.
Okay.
No, you go first. You make your revel.
Okay. Are we all really the same height? Is that what you are both thinking with Revelation? Are we all the same height? I've never noticed it before. But I'm tall, you're tall, he's tall, we're tall together. We are all the same height. That seems significant. Goodbye.
Oh, yes, it could be that we're tall.
Oh, yes, it could be that we're tall, but I don't think that's it at all. I don't think that it's we're tall. Goodbye!
Are you saying my revelation? Oh, where to begin? Not only are we tall, but we got big eyes, and we're gray and slimy and thin. And our eyes glow and we sleep in a big metal floating disc in the sky. That's the end of my sentence. A goodbye.
Could it be that we're gray? Could it be that we're gray?
Could it be that our eyes are big? Does it see better in the dark?
Could it be that our house is always floating around? And that we use a big beam of light to pick things off the ground? And our house floats around.
It could be that we're tall. In the same floating disc, but even so, I don't think that it's all. I don't think that it's that we're tall. I think we are the same breed of aliens. Goodbye!
We're aliens. Goodbye! We're aliens. Goodbye! Cause our house is floaty and it floats in the sky. We're aliens.
I think I'm coming back down because I ate this Franken cherry and it's kind of giving me a chill vibe.
I also ate the Franken cherry. I feel so much better now. I've stopped throwing up. I don't normally want to eat immediately after throwing up, but I really wanted to eat this when that bird sort of put it right in my line of sight.
Right. I was like, I'm going to trust this bird. And also, I think that I had enough wherewithal to realize that I don't need to be blamed for bringing you out into snow ghosts. Because those are snow ghosts at all. They're aliens, and they just went back up to the disc in the sky.
Can I ask one thing? Because Bear is famously not scared of aliens. Aliens are fine. Ghosts?
Yeah, they're just new friends we don't know yet.
But here's the thing. One of those aliens was see-through and had a big, what I can only describe as a paw print in his head. Is it possible that one of them was the ghost of an alien?
Totally possible.
Oh, I have to be honest, you're both potatoes for me right now.
Still, yeah. Eat another cherry.
I did not try the Franken cherry.
Holly, trust
the bird.
I'm tripping.
Are we drugs to you? Are we drugs?
I'm drugs. You guys are potatoes.
All right. Here's the only thing I do know.
Mm-hmm.
We could be potatoes. We could be drugs. They could be ghosts. They could be aliens. They could be alien ghosts. But you two are my friends. I'm getting sleepy again.
I am too, because honestly, we've been through a lot.
I'm still tripping, so I feel like I should sleep.
You just maybe just sleep it off if you don't feel like eating these Franken cherries.
Okay, maybe I'll eat one right now. Ow, ow.
Sometimes you gotta... Ow, ow.
Sometimes you gotta... Ow, ow.
Sometimes you gotta... Ow, ow.
Sometimes you've got to... Ow, and let's go back to the cave, back to the cave. Let's walk, go back to the cave, back to the cave. Back to the cave, back to the cave. And then sleep this off for days and days and days.
I know that you sleepy bears do care. I know that you sleepy bears do care. And in spring I'll see you right there. And I know that you sleepy bears do care.
I got big hair, but my hair I don't care. I got when you stare, don't care. But when you're sleepy bear do care.
I'm here with my friends. I'm staring at a donut. It's floating in a rainbow. I can sleep here.
you. Hunkshu, Hunkshu, I got you.
I'm sleeping.
Okay, there's only one more thing to do for a while. What's the order of the pile? Who's gonna be at the bottom of the pile?
Since if I had to put a finger on it, I don't want her to sleep or walk, because she's the one still actively on a trip. So I want to weigh her down like a blanket with weight, so she doesn't accidentally wander off and have a terrible, horrible fate.
I agree. A foundation of Holly the Bear is a wonderful thing to do. And then, if I may, Lefty, I think the next one should be you. And I'll be on top, because you have a proclivity for waking up, and that is fine, but I will protect you from going away with my butt.
I'll sit on the top. I'm happy to sit in this bunch of pudding. I'm happy to take this anvil and put it on my chest.
She's still high.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Oh,
she's
boy.
Still high. Tweet, 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 tweet. Hunkshu, Hunkshu, Hunkshu. I got you, I got you. Hunkshu, Hunkshu.
Sometimes you've got the munchies, and your friends gotta pin you to the floor. Hunkshu,
Hunkshu,
Hunkshu.
I'm sleeping.
I've got
Hunkshu.
Hunkshu.
Okay, I am still tripping.
The end! That was Sleepy Bears Do Care! Mary Holland. Wow, now's the time to tell people that we'd had to do this over 2 days.
Guys, the internet broke after one day.
This musical broke the internet, as I think is no
as
shock.
Per usual.
It's per usual, because it was too good and too fun. So God bless you, Mary Holland, for coming back and helping
Are
us.
Are you kidding? It's a total
this.
Joy.
It's
top
so,
to bottom.
Honestly, such a absolute blast every time we have you here. Where can the people need more Mary Holland in their lives? We're lucky we get the real unfiltered dose, but for
That's
everyone
right.
else, where can they
if you
get
want
that
a
fix?
More diluted if you want a more diluted dosage, you can head over to at Mary Hollandaise on Instagram or at mholland85 on Twitter. You know, our show's happening not in person. So,
but are they all they happening other ways? Yes.
But they are. So, and if they do, I will post about it on one of those two feeds. So treat yourself.
Go watch Robbie on YouTube's Comedy
yes.
Central channel. Comedy Central's YouTube channel would be the
That's
other, maybe
the
more better way to say that.
Hey, a ghost of an alien of a ghost. Who knows?
You know what I
yeah.
mean? Who's
potato,
to say?
Potato.
Who's to say? Potato, you're a potato.
We are drugs.
We are all drugs.
That much we know. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits, take it to the chorus.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. All right, everybody. Listen, sleep when you can. Get wild. And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, gosh, Jess, I forgot to fan out the sound the wooden frog makes.
Look at that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm devastated. Thank
Next
you for
time.
Catching that.
Next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.